Fickle.
Oh.
Fickle.
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 You're fickle.
Oh, you fans chanting something from 20 years ago.
You fickle fans.
Oh, that was so good. I couldn't think of a snazzy intro, but I do think it is time for another Matt Mania podcast.
Hey, yo.
I will say, though, we do have the better fans.
We do. Absolutely. We do.
Our fans aren't fickle.
Not fickle.
Well, we're all a little fickle. You know what? We'll talk about that day by Brian Promo. I think, honestly, he spit like 1,000% facts and truths. But
it made you like self-realize, like, man.
It's things that people don't want to hear.
I am a piece of shit.
I am fickle. I am a loser because I, you know, eat meat and do all these other things. So
drink, ladies, drink out of plastic bottles and drink out of glass bottles.
Oh, yeah, he did. He put you all on blast. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Matt Mania podcast, the world's most dangerous cast. It is episode 112 from 112, where the players dwell.
Stash more cash than, okay, sorry.
I was going to say in here. Make it feel good like
Tony.
Feels good.
Twitter like Moody.
Yeah.
Styles at the top with the homie.
Yes.
To the styles out it off with the homie.
Yes.
Escada Dundada. Player. Stay splurging. Game so tight they call it virgin.
Oh, wow. Neat. You just like last episode. All right, all right.
Yeah, I think I think every 90s, episode we should start with a 90s rap.
I like that. That's funny.
This is now a 90s rap podcast.
That's what it is.
It kind of felt that way sometimes.
You'll come here for for your rap fix. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 112, and thank you so much for being here. I'm Mega Ran in the spot with you. I would say as usual, but that's not always the case. But I am here. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
What else we got in the building to my left?
Hey there, boys and girls. Matt Maniacs from all over the universe. It is the Neo-X. Glad to be here. Glad to be back.
It's good to see you, buddy.
It's been a good week.
Facial hair coming back.
It's into place. You know, it's getting a little furry. It's getting a little, little fuzzy up there.
Getting fuzzy, like this Sami Zayn Newsies hat you got on.
I had to switch it up. I had to put on my driving glasses today.
I need one haluva kick before we leave.
But yeah, man, it's been good. But it's good to see all you guys, and you know, good to be back in the swing of things.
Good to see you. Who else is in the building?
The man that needs no introduction. The one, the only. Brock Knowledge, the angriest person in Arizona, some would say.
Brock Knowledge.
I am just being me.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
You know, we love you the way you are. So we down one man today. T-Call, the villain, out doing villainous things, as you know. He said he may come and join us. I'm going to bug him about that. I might just shoot him some text to bother him.
We should.
And say, yo, he's come through.
He's allowed that pass, though. He has T time forever. I feel like
he could just be late.
This could be an elaborate late plan for him to just come late.
He's doing nefarious deeds.
Nefarious.
By implementing teak time to the extreme.
There you go.
So another, I feel like wrestling is kind of digging itself out of a bit of a slow period right now.
Slowly, but they're doing it slowly. Though.
But it's a slow dig. So before we jump into wrestling, we will talk about things outside of that world and that realm and universe and talk about some things that are interesting us from outside the ring.
Mm-hmm.
This is the putover. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to start.
Yeah, the putover. Yeah.
Do we have a putover song?
No. Putover.
We need one, though. Shout out to my boy Nathaniel. He gave us the snack of the week and the other one.
I don't know if he necessarily understood what the actual snack
Abba Zabba.
Was.
not quite.
Not quite.
But
it's good.
He tried. But thanks, though. I'm going to put over a Netflix special. Usually everybody else puts over Netflix.
Yeah.
This is a Netflix exclusive. There's a new She-Ra cartoon.
This is now a Netflix podcast.
Which is actually really good. The story is so different from the original She-Ra. So I won't give it away, but I watched the first two parts. The first two episodes are a two-parter and explains how She-Ra gets her powers. But she starts off in a completely different path. So I really like that they did it differently. Like, she wasn't the chosen person who knew she was going to be great. She starts somewhere else.
Does it follow the... So then it doesn't follow the original...
Not quite.
Okay.
No, it's a bit of...
That's okay, though.
But I think that's okay for nowadays.
Yeah.
They took some liberties. But it's really good, man. Do you remember the Horde, the evil Horde?
Vaguely. From the old...
Yeah,
vaguely.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. So, yeah, She-Ra starts as a member of the Horde, and then it gets her switched out. So, anyway, it's pretty dope. So I watched the first two. I'm going to watch the rest. I watched the first two again with my wife today. So she was digging it. Great voice acting, great story. The kid, I don't know if you remember, the oldest boy from the show Blackish. Yeah. He has a role. He's a voice actor in it.
Nice.
So he's
the one that was taking Sparkle's the year off friend. From college.
Yes.
Yeah.
Junior.
Do you watch Blackish?
I do. I love that show.
You watch Grownish?
Yeah.
Good too, right?
Oh, Grownish is dope.
Super dope.
It's so good. All right. Oh, Teek said he's on his way. So he will be here in time for Patreon itch later. Patreon itch. And also, we want to shout out our Patreons, man. We got to do that while I'm in the midst, while I'm thinking about it, because I'm going to forget.
Yeah.
Do we got a new Patreon? Anybody want to let me know? Anybody? Do we got one? We do. Terrence Griffin. I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
But he sounds like a really great guy.
Stand-up guy.
Shout out to Terrence Griffin, holding it down. We appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Terrence Griffin.
Thank you for being a fan. Thank you for being a Mark.
Yeah.
Appreciate all your markiness.
And a Matt Maniac, brother.
Yeah.
We have another one as well. Hey, Rock Knowledge, what? Thank you, sir. And also, shout out to our old patron supporters, of course. They're not old, but they're just last week. DJ Tyukin, Greg Geddes, and
Kinda Cool Greg,
who come through and support us. Thank you so much.
We helps us.
If you're getting on a Patreon tangent, what's his name? Gibran.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to get put through a table for the ramble.
On air? For the ramble. Remind me to talk about the ramble after we do our putovers.
There ain't no way Fresno Barham is going to be like, oh, that's okay.
It's all right.
They're not going to allow that.
Take a bump.
I like to definitely, let's do it in the beginning just so that people know that we have an event coming up.
Yes,
January 25th, we will be at Crescent Ballroom Phoenix for the Ramble Before the Rumble, brother. So we're going to be talking wrestling. There'll be performances by myself, Teek Hall, Bear Ghost.
Woo.
And our homies from the Steel Cage and Derek and Tim Eat Snacks will be holding live.
I am politicking to try to get on that show.
Yeah? You going to eat some snacks?
I was thinking the same thing.
I
think everyone should be on. We're going to bum rush that show.
Because I really enjoy their podcast. So I listen to it every week. And I've always wanted to get on that.
I just like snacks.
I hope you hear us. I like snacks. I mean, those guys are great people.
Yeah.
But I really like snacks. Yeah. Probably more than them. I don't know.
You didn't go to the Institute. You're not a certified snackologist.
I'm not a certified snackologist, but I'm in training. So that's happening January 25th. There are tickets available right now. You can go to megaran.com for those, or thesteelcage.com or net.com.
It's going to be fun.
And that's going to be awesome. It's 3 hours of hanging out, 5 to 8, and then we're going to Zealot Pro Wrestling, which will be like literally 4 blocks away, a dope indie show going down with some great guests. So check that out.
Yeah, follow us on social media. We're going to be bombarding it, with advertisements, with directions, with new things that we're going to do. So keep a watchful eye.
Might even do some giveaways.
Yep, definitely do some giveaways.
I think we got some new merch coming. Hopefully by that time.
Ooh, yeah, man. if you want to, you go to prowrestlingtees.com. Search Matt Mania Podcast. Just see if there's some new merch out there. And if there isn't,
maybe
buy some old stuff.
And if there's the new stuff, cop that. But of course, you can always get the first and exclusive pieces of news from us or interviews if you join us on Patreon. Patreon.com/Matt Maniac Podcast.
Yeah.
And you will be a Matt Maniac too if you do what, Rock?
Pay that money.
Hey.
And I know it's out in the universe. Teek already said, like, hey, if you're Patreon, maybe you get a big sweaty hug, maybe you can touch a butt. I don't know if that's canon, but
that was Patreon exclusive talk. Patreon talk got a little spicy last week, but I want to thank you guys for listening to it. We talked CM Punk.
Got a little spicy.
Shout out to that guy Greg who agrees with you.
Finally.
and said the CM Punk sentiments are shared amongst the universe. So you're not alone out there.
I'm just totally
agree with you, but I don't totally disagree.
He hasn't done anything. He's like not relevant anymore. Basically told us all to fuck off.
I don't know about that,
bro. All right.
He comes back tomorrow.
That place would explode. If he walked
it would explode. Building. But I wouldn't explode.
You wouldn't?
I wouldn't.
I don't know.
I'd just be like, oh, hey, he's probably going to get beat up.
Oh, hey.
But you're going to watch like with one eye and be like,
what's
going to do? I just want to see him get beat up.
Were you ever a Punk fan?
I was a fan after I was told about the pipe bomb.
Okay.
After that happened, like, so I never watched him live. I never watched him.
Oh, you didn't see his whole
thing. No. So okay. I went back and watched everything on the network. And I liked it. I liked his rise, but then the whole straight edge thing, and then, you know, stuff like that didn't really bode too well for me personally.
Straight edge society.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you think you're better than us?
Yeah. I liked him with Heyman.
Yeah. I mean, who don't we like with Heyman?
Right.
I mean, yeah. But Heyman makes anybody great.
He really does.
CM Punk was a very good wrestler, great on the mic. I enjoyed his stuff. I wasn't necessarily a big fan when it happened, but we can talk about that later. Moving on, let's get into some putovers. I put over She-Ra.
Yeah.
Neo, what do you got?
Because
I don't have anything here. I didn't write anything down for
you. No, everything's been pretty much the same. But I am watching this other channel on YouTube. It's this guy called Justin Scarred.
Scarred.
Not... It's with two R's, so it's not Justin Scared.
Scarred.
Justin Scarred.
Okay.
He has a YouTube channel called Random Land.
Well, and I would just like to say, Luke Skywalker has a song called Scarred, which is probably nothing like what he does on his, from Two Live Crew, has a song. But anyway, so,
I miss Two Live Crew.
Tell me about...
Ask your parents permission before you Google Two Live Crew.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Surprisingly, though, how paramount was Two Live Crew... to the hip-hop game.
Huge.
Big time. We've run on them at the time.
They pushed the issue. They pushed the sense.
They pushed,
issue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huge.
Oh, boy. When I was watching The Evolution of Hip-Hop, I put Two Live Crew in a brand new light.
Yeah, the Hip-Hop Evolution had a great episode on
them.
You
can't deny their contributions, especially to their local region.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You can't deny Two Live Crew.
They basically put it over the map.
This is Scarred.
I was always a big fan of those.
Later, they used that for Come On, Ride the Train.
Come On, Ride the Train.
Shout out to Uncle Luke. That was his, like, solo outside of Two Live Crew. It just sounds like another Two Live Crew.
I like it, though. I was a big fan of those. Those beats growing up. Like they were more, like, up-tempo and like, party vibe type of beats. I like those.
That's true. Okay, so what is Justin Scarred?
Oh, so Justin Scarred, he has a TV, he has a YouTube channel called Random Land. And what he does is he just goes to these different areas and puts a very nice narrative and comedic twist on where he visits. Like, he drives up and down Route 66, or he'll go to Knott's Berry Farms, or he'll go to Disneyland or California Adventures, or he'll go to random places in California that have history, and he'll basically just give you a narrative of, like, events and stuff like that, but in a very entertaining way. So,
that's dope.
Yeah, check out Random Land.
Random Land on the YouTubes.
Yeah, look for Justin Scarred, two R's, not Justin Scared. Check it out.
Word. Speaking of YouTube, I did my first unboxing. Mm-hmm. I did an unboxing of the Nike PlayStation shoes that I picked up.
Yeah.
I bought the wrong size on purpose. I think I have this...
What do you mean on purpose?
This disorder. Because that's all they had. It was they had a size 10, so I was like, well, maybe I know a friend, because these are super rare shoes, that maybe I can get these to a friend.
Who's and like I would have to loved them. To have been said friend.
And I thought you were said friend, but Sen is not your size, I guess.
No, I mean, and it normally is.
Mm-hmm.
And when I put them on, because I asked the lady at Foot Locker, a lady at Foot Locker.
All right.
I asked her, hey,
thanks for clarifying.
Can I try like how they feel? Because I just want to see if it'd be practical. Mm-hmm. I already know they look dope, but are they practical?
So I tried one on,
and it was just like, yeah, it looks super squishy.
Okay. Well, I tried. So I did an unboxing just to show people what they looked like. They lit up. That was dope. And then I decided, well, I can't wear them. I got to do something with them. So I talked to some people, and they said, well, why don't you just do an eBay auction for charity? And I was like, oh, that's a great idea. Plus, I get to give back for the holidays. So I found a great charity in Phoenix, which I need to look up right now because I've totally forgot. It's called Andre's House. And they
it's the McDonald's house, isn't it? Andre's House?
Yeah, I believe they're very similar to what the what they do. It's a house of hospitality that is inspired by the Ronald McDonald House.
Yeah, they give back. They do, like, food services and nutrition.
Helps out the homeless. So shout out. Check them out. It's andrehouse.org.
Nice.
The 50% of the proceeds from this eBay auction will go to Andre House. So if they go for $100, they get 50. If it goes for 200, hey, they get 100.
They get 100.
Maybe if it goes for 400, this will help out some folks in need.
It's a great cause.
AndreHouse.org. You get to help people. And just go to eBay, search under my username that I use for it, which is Sunlight Samurai. I know it's strange. It's not Mega Ran.
Okay.
Sunlight Samurai.
Shed some light on this Sunlight Samurai. Where is the inspiration?
Well, obviously, you know, anime samurai culture. I love, you know, being in Japan. I think when I came back from Japan, something happened with my eBay account and I couldn't use my old one, which was Random Beats probably. And I was like, I got to build a new one. And I had just come back from Japan. And I was like, well, I want one that sounds nothing like it belongs to me. You know what I'm saying?
So you can have this awkward phase and this awkward time to explain what
now I have to explain it. To me, it was like, I like alliteration, letter repeating.
Yeah.
So I thought Sunlight Samurai sounded
dope. Artificial amateurs aren't at all amazing.
I mean,
we've all had some questionable like email names or like usernames on websites.
Rock Daddy 69.
I used to be, I've come up with all
I've
kinds
had Tone Terror.
Like Tone Terror.
I remember like I was a huge cannabis fan.
Cannabis 1980. Yeah. Yo. I remember being a Shane McMahon fan and
Rano Mac.
I did S McMahon 632. Because remember he used to wear 632 on his jersey, the 316 jersey. He would double it. So I just put S Mac 632 and I was like, hilarious. Nobody's gonna know what this is about. So
we do now.
But now we do. So yeah, man, go to eBay, Sunlight Samurai. Do you see those PGs? Put a bid down and help yourself and help a great charity.
Think about it like this. You have the opportunity to look hella fly in those dope ass kicks.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, you're giving back to the community. It is win-win.
That's a super win-win.
You know what I mean?
It is a season for giving.
It is a season
for giving. I feel like this is the best time to do it during the holiday. People forget about people. They forget about animals during the holidays. And so it's really important to give to people who are less fortunate, man. I have a lot of homeless people in my area.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are just, you know, super well-functioning cats who are just very nice, awesome people.
Who are just down on their luck.
Who are just down on their luck. It's quote a bad break, man. So... So during this holiday season, please keep in mind to help others. Extra Life is another great charity.
Yeah.
Like I said, Ronald McDonald House, Andre's House. There's ICM Partners, which is food in Phoenix and all over. I try to stay away from like what is the other one? Red Cross or like the really big
the
ones.
Big ones. Yeah. Those, you're not really.
Your money can get tied up somewhere.
Get lost.
Any place that, this is what people were telling me last night on Twitter.
Yeah.
That you go to a big corporate one that pays somebody millions of dollars.
You're
at the top.
Paying somebody's salary.
Then you might just be working towards paying them and before they get to money to the
real
people.
Kind of like you
want
to go to like the quote unquote like mom and pop charities, the smaller locally based ones that are literally their survival depends on the community around them.
They say help and charity starts at home. That's what, and that's true. Mikazi hit me with that quote, which is a super great quote. And that's true. So I wanted to help somebody in Phoenix where I knew that money would go somewhere that would help out where I live. So thank you. I got it favorited on my Twitter, which is at MegaRan. I'll also tweet it from the Matt Mania one. But meanwhile, Rock Knowledge.
Yeah.
What you got, bro?
Actually, this is not my put over, but I just read a hilarious tweet on Twitter. If you guys follow Dart Adams, I don't know any backstory.
Dart.
I don't know any backstory on why he says this.
Dart's the homie.
But he said that Lena Dunham is the Springfield Tire Fire in human form.
Yo.
If you guess how, I'm thinking of the Springfield Tire Fire.
Oh my God.
I remember
from a distance.
Oh my God. I don't know why he said it. It's hilarious. So yeah, that is not a putover. My putover is actually my brother. He actually is going to be graduating from ASU this coming Tuesday.
Nice.
Extremely proud of him. He is going to be the best of all of us Velascos, I can already tell. He's going to be a great man. He's already a great man. He's
a functioning member of society. Yes.
A good man.
An educated scholar.
But it's
and
wild.
A stand-up gentleman.
It's wild for me because I remember, when he was born, changing his diapers, feeding him, watching him.
Wow.
I watched him graduate high school. I watched him turn 21. Now I'm about to watch him graduate from college. So I'm happy. I'm proud. It's dope, man. He's a dope kid. He's always going to be a kid to me. He's always going to be a kid.
Mokosho.
That's my guy. And so Meeks the Jerk. We call him Meeks. Meeks the Jerk is his name in my phone. I'm proud of you, man. I love you.
All right, backstory.
Yes.
Backstory on Meeks the Jerk.
No, my dad calls me and him Meeks. I don't know why. And like my brother was kind of a jerk. So I was like, meets the jerk. Meets the jerk. Takes after his brother. Go figure. So
he needs a t-shirt.
Oh, he does. He does need a t-shirt. But yeah, man. So I'm excited for him because he's got some things on the horizon and he's doing that thing.
So tell me more about that. What did he go to school for?
It is. I should know this.
Put him on blast.
But I don't remember right now.
We'll check back next
it
week.
It has to do with like marketing and computers and I don't know.
Some smart stuff.
Something that I was that I'm not necessarily like
privy to.
Smart when it comes to. And he's like, this is what he loves.
He loves it.
He's a
that's what's up, man.
He's dope, man. He's gonna be, he'll be 25 next year, and it's crazy.
Wow, 25.
Yeah.
So, did you ever go to college?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got my associates, and then I lost motivation.
Peace out.
Actually, it wasn't I didn't lose motivation. I was like, you know what? My student loans are already high enough as it is. I don't. I mean, I would like to get that bachelor's, but my account says you probably shouldn't do that.
But the way my account's set up.
Well,
oh, or boy. You could be like me, a guy who took 5 years to graduate college and has a mountain of debt to show for it. Yay!
Yeah, but now you can teach anywhere in the United States.
But now, about that.
But you can now rap anywhere in the United States?
So they started this thing called, I can rap anywhere. They started this thing called Highly Qualified after after No Child Left Behind Act was passed.
Okay.
This is why Betsy DeVos is a piece of garbage. But anyway.
Bitch! Oh, sorry.
So.
Burial.
So this is.
Of the week.
They created this thing that says like, oh, just because you have teaching accreditations doesn't mean you can just go and just jump in and teach. We need to make sure these teachers are the best of the best. So now.
Oh, because they care.
So now I have an emergency certification, which meant. Because of a need, they're able to bring teachers in. Mm-hmm. But when I go to a different state, it's like, our requirements are different than the next state. Sorry. So, like, I don't know what state is, like, top right now.
So it's kind of like a lawyer where, like, you have to be licensed in these states correct. To practice in?
So you can't just teach anywhere in the world. You got to sometimes get more schooling, more accreditation, which
and
means
more, money.
More loans, more money to pay back, more debt. I'm waiting for the day where they just cancel all student debt. I think it's going to happen in our lifetime.
I hope so.
No one's going to pay it.
Ain't nobody paying it.
No one's going to pay it.
Duh.
That's a wild thing.
You can cook that shit on your books all day.
I am paying the minimum. I pay like
$20
a month on like a $40,000 loan. Like, come on. This is never going to pay it. Yeah. So they need to drop this.
It's all a scam. That's why books are $500. And
such a scam.
I think that's ridiculous. When I was talking to somebody who said they spent at least $4,000 on books alone.
I don't doubt that.
And then later,
when you try to trade them back.
Yeah, and later.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they're like $2.
Oh, we're gonna get another edition.
Oh, sorry.
Next semester.
Yeah, now they're irrelevant.
Oh, it's brand irrelevant. New.
You try to sell
same
it next year
with a new cover.
You try to sell it next year and it's irrelevant now. It's bullshit.
It's like, such a scam.
When they went and buy some of my books back, I actually took them out and like shot them. I'm like, you're not going to pay me for these books.
Shot the
books. Yeah, we went shooting.
The episode of King of the Hill where they go shooting at Peggy's bookstore.
I'll sell propane and propane accessories.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so now that we did some putovers, you said something that was about to segue me back, but I forgot what it was. But anyway, let's get into it anyway. Let's talk some rap. We haven't talked any rap.
Not yet. Today. Not this week.
Not this week yet. The talk of the industry the last week or so has been this Meek Mill album. Meek Mill's album called Champions.
Yeah.
As we know, Meek Mill's been through quite a lot. Spent some time in jail, got out, is rebuilding his life.
Why'd he go to jail? Sorry.
Well, the reason he went to jail.
Yeah. What did he get sentenced for?
He got picked up for violating his probation because I think he was like doing a wheelie.
Popping wheelies on four wheelers or dirt bikes.
The thing was,
he was doing Rough Rider shit.
The judge that was presiding over his case clearly had a grudge and had a thing against him. And then he was locked up. And then, I mean, at some point, he got out right around the time right after like Robert Kraft and all them were like meeting with them and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and the thing about Meek. He is actually taking this experience, and he's actually like working for like prison reform. He's like doing a lot of good from all this negativity. I was never a big Meek Mill fan. I listened to the intro because that was like the one song everybody talks about, and yeah, the intro was dope. But then I heard the album, and I was like, "This is different." He sounds mature. He sounds grown.
It's really good.
He cut his teeth. He's ready to.
I think, yeah, he's experienced something. I was talking to Teak about it. Like, he's lived some life. He's been through some hard times. So now it's not just, look at my Roly. My Roly on my wrist and all that bragging. It's like, now let's talk about something real because he's experienced something. So
the line, I forgot what song it is where he said, he referencing how the judge that locked him away almost made him hate his people.
Yeah.
Like when he said that, black woman. I was like, dog.
That's hard. Woo. So, yeah.
The judge made him hate his people.
Yeah, because you're always taught, or at least in the city, people start believing,
that
oh, man.
That's hard. Like,
you know,
think about the weight behind
it. I've never heard it, like, until.
Yeah. He says it way better than I just recited it.
Yeah, yeah, because it's like.
You feel it.
He said, you know, he said, like, a black woman took my freedom, which almost made me hate my people.
Yeah.
Like, yo, that's hard. Because it's like, you're always told, like, oh, man, you know, the white man's out to get you, and, you know, got to watch your back.
He's coming.
And then, you know, it's like, you turn around and it's your own people saying.
Yeah.
And, like, for something so frivolous, like him popping a wheelie, you know what I mean? It's like, he's not shooting people.
Nope.
He's not out here selling drugs.
Nope.
Like, it's kind of ridiculous. So, anyway, I'm glad he's on his feet. The
Damn.
Record's good. I would say listen to it. But there's a song.
Welcome Home, Meek.
Called What's Free.
Yep.
And that has a verse from Jay-Z that is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
I'm not going to play it here. You might have heard it some places.
If you haven't heard it or seen somebody talk about it, I don't know who you follow on social media. Oh, damn, the villain is here.
Oh, look at this. Man. Earlier than usual.
Yeah.
Well, thing is, he tells us he's going to be late, and then he comes early. That's kind of the move.
That's how he gets you.
That's how he gets you. I don't know.
That mic
is sounds
honestly. 100%.
You might need to share another mic.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull the chair with
you. You don't know what that mic is.
It sounds crappy.
It makes it sound like you're far away.
It's not great. Yeah. But, yo, we got a villain sighting. But anyway, so the Jay-Z feature is super good. It's a track called What's Free. He kills it for like the last 3 minutes of the song. I don't know if you heard it, Neo.
No, but I'll make it a point to hear it.
Check it out. It's really good, man. We'll break it down another day. I would love to do that because it's a verse that has a lot of depth to it.
Okay, great verse. Arguably could be verse of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I just got so tired of everybody on social media that was riding the dick.
Well, it was a hot button.
It's whatever.
It was a hot button.
Yeah.
It's a great verse. Like, when he says some, like, and that's the thing, though. Mm-hmm. He's really not even rapping. He's more just, like, talking and, like...
It's a lot of real talk.
What he's saying. There you go. And they flip Biggie's What's Beef.
I mean, that helps that they flip the Biggie track.
Well, that was a big thing on the Meek album in general.
They do a lot of flips.
In the era, the Night got flipped. The Mob Deep joint got flipped.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of flips.
More than that.
A lot of
They go further. They go to some Beyonce later on in the album.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, let's take things that you are familiar with. But to me, when it's executed well,
I
think it's a dope thing to look back on, like as a kind of a historian of hip hop, to be like, man, when Biggie came out, who did they sample? They sampled stuff from the 70s and 80s, like stuff that they grew up on.
Yeah.
Now, guys in the 2010s are sampling stuff from the 90s, which is what they came up on. So it all makes sense. It really does. Like, hip hop always will run in cycles. It'll always be a culture that builds on the past. So
what is your favorite song on the album?
I honestly think the track Trauma is one of my favorites. That's really good. I like Oodles and Noodles.
That's a mob flip. It's
the Mob Deep flip. Oodles and Noodles, Babies, or something like that.
I like the Championship.
Championships is good, too.
That's a Ross beat, though. That should have been a Rick Ross beat.
Yeah, I heard that on another podcast that I won't say. But
I'm not allowed to reference that.
It is, but I agree.
You know what, though?
Are y'all doing putovers right now?
You
came in hot. So I guess it's working now.
No, he slid me his mic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was. We finished putovers, but if you got something,
no, I just didn't. I thought somebody was putting the Jay-Z verse over, but I came in late, so I didn't know.
We were gonna talk some rap.
Nobody had any rap things to put over, so I was like, let's talk about the Meek Mill.
Okay,
but you got anything?
Yeah, Trauma is my favorite joint on there.
Fire. Yeah.
What's the
Trauma get me going in the whip?
That joint's hard, man.
That sample is so hard, though.
So the question, like, I remember they talked about it in the other podcast, too. Like, when you sample a song that sampled another song, I'm guessing you have to pay. You got to double dip. So you got to pay Mobb Deep's publishing. And then, I mean, maybe if it was Alchemist, whoever, you have to also pay the original sample. Source.
Yeah. I don't think that.
So you make very little on that type of song.
The intro song In the Air of the Night by Phil Collins got sampled.
They didn't get that cheap. Oh, so, yeah. Rand, right. I was going to say this to you the other day when I saw you, but our conversations would be sporadic. But so Ross had to, like, Ross and Meek together had to feel like this album is worth
the cost of
all of these samples that they got to pay because they're too big in the game for these samples to not get noticed. The samples are too classic not to get noticed.
Yeah.
So either Meek was like, hey, this is like, or Ross was like, hey, this is the dopest shit. Like, you're not putting this shit on no mixtape. Because I'm figuring that a lot of this stuff was probably mixtape stuff because of all the flips.
And then they decided to just remake them as some trap beats.
Right.
Them.
You know, Meek came out. He got all this buzz behind him. Ross was probably like, fuck it. Like,
Do it. Did you see the tweet where he said that he may have another album before the end of the year?
Nah,
Meek?
I mean,
Meek.
Wow. I mean, I would imagine he wrote a lot. You know, when you're sent up, you got, you know, a lot of time to think. And I'm sure he had a lot to say when he came out. So, wow. I don't think he should because this one is such a big event.
Yeah, this one could be like album of the year for some people.
Yeah, I don't think he should push another album out.
In a couple weeks.
Yeah, we're almost at that time.
I see some lists that are popping up. A few popped up today. And I can't believe some of the errors and things that are being left off.
So y'all can't hear me on this one?
No, uh-huh. Cannot hear you. It's down.
It's broken.
Yeah.
It's busted. All right, so let's just...
I saw a list that had Pusha T for... was it Complex?
It was Complex.
Had Pusha T at number one.
I agree with that.
Number one out of 50.
I think it's so what is it called?
Easy to say.
The power of affirmation to be like, okay, Pusha's the only one who's been saying that all year. Album of the year, Daytona, yeah. Album of the year. Now it becomes so album of the year.
Now it's like repetition.
Book of Ryan.
Yeah, he's like, you say it, and it is. I saw Marv One post to Complex that he said, there's no way that you have 25 albums that came out this year that are better than the Book of Ryan. It's not possible.
It's not.
In rap, anyway.
Well, was he number 25 on the list?
They didn't go that far.
I didn't see Complex's list.
No, I think Complex put 50 up.
Oh, well, then maybe he was 25. But that's the point he's making is that they put 25 albums before him.
We were just talking about Meek. What did y'all think of him on Flex?
I liked it.
I didn't get to see it, but I think I caught the beginning, and it was really dope. I don't know, man. I think...
he rapped over back to back.
Taking the back to back rap, that was dope. And he had to kill it, like we were saying off mic. Like, that's something that you have to murder. Like,
yeah, he said something on that while he was rapping that he said, I had to do this beat. I felt like you got one over on me.
Yeah.
Or something like that. So maybe he's just talking about the beat.
The Drake feature on the album, to me, it was okay. Mm-hmm. I want a Meek and Drake joint.
You want them to go back and forth just hard?
Rap.
I would like to hear that.
That's all I want, is rap.
But let me just say,
I think the Meek and Fab joint is better than that joint.
Yeah.
I think I like that one better than that one.
Yeah.
I don't like that style of song.
Drake raps better than Meek, though. Like, when it comes to, like, punchlines.
That's okay.
Rapping.
But I want to hear Meek on his rap.
I think if they went bars, I think Drake would just, like, outclass him. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think he would. That's just my opinion. I think he's wittier. He's funnier. I think he's got a little bit better, you know, as far as the bars.
Well, Meek's
not a bars guy.
I feel like Meek was a battle rapper, so he definitely is a bars guy. And
he ain't rapped like that in a long time.
And I feel like Meek held his own on that on the Ross and Jay-Z track. So
I think he got lapped personally
by both.
I think he got lapped.
Ross got him too.
Yep.
What do you think of that line?
I think Ross' verse was just a good verse.
What do you think about that line Ross said about how he's basically never mentioned as anybody's favorite?
It's true.
Is that factual?
It's true.
He's been in my top five before. So
people look beyond everything, but man, he picks amazing beats and he rides them perfectly. So that's really all you can ask for.
I didn't start listening to Ross till like late 2016, 2017.
Oh no, I was.
I think is when I first started being.
It might have been with us having a conversation.
Yeah, and I was like,
I was early on the Ross game.
I think it was a conversation here.
You were talking about Port of Miami, and I was like, I don't even. That's the one with Hustling and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I was like, I don't even like that album.
Back then, I was like, nah, but the next one...
And you were like, listen to this one, and this one, and I was like, oh my God, there's so many
deeper joints. Than rap was when I got into it. I was like, Teflon Don, he's rapping.
I mean, what's his mixtape that everybody goes to that's got Diddy and John Legend and everybody on it?
Yeah, I can't think of name,
that's,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's fire. I think I like God Forgives, I Don't a lot.
Who has a better ear for beats, him or Fat Joe?
Ross, definitely. I think, I don't know. I mean, Joe picks good beats, yeah. But I think Ross has done it for so many albums.
I feel like Joe might have a consultant, though.
Mm. I don't think so.
It was DJ Khaled at one point.
Yeah, Khaled was this guy who was like helping him pick, come up with beats.
But he also was running with, what's those guys' name?
Kool and Dre?
Yeah, Kool and Dre. He Academics, the same dudes Kool who did Ross shit.
And he kind of made the, he kind of helped blow the Justice League.
Kind of put on Justice League. Kind of put on,
yeah, he was doing Scott Storch. He was doing Ross, like, before Ross.
He kind of revived Scott Storch.
Yeah, like, Storch was, man, I might have to give Fat Joe a little more credit on that.
Oh, yeah, you definitely got to give Fat Joe some credit. But then the thing that happened that was so, like, pivotal and all that was that, so, Joe, being from New York, went down there and got all the Miami dudes. Then New Orleans shit happened. Wayne and all them went to Miami.
Yeah.
Ross was already in Miami. So it was just all of that together was just like.
But he happened to already be there, which really right. worked out. All right. We might have went a little deep into the rap rabbit
deeper
hole.
Deeper than
rap rabbit holes. But let's talk wrestling. Yeah. So let's talk about winners, losers, and the grades from a little bit of Raw from December 3rd.
Oh,
it is a slow crawl, like I said, towards TLC, which is happening December 16th. So that's a week from beer, Sunday.
Vapors.
God, no, that's right.
Wait, isn't it?
Monday's the 10th, bro. So, yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, so that's December a week from this Sunday.
Okay.
Fuck!
So, here's what happened. They start off the show with the women, which I think is always good.
Thank you, Dave.
However, nice. Ronda Rousey hits the ring. I thought it was going to be a promo. She starts off a match instantly. So it's her and Natty against Nia and Tamina. They whoop her up. So I thought that was cool. Riot Squad comes down. And I like when the bad guys get a little bit of an advantage, especially over somebody like Ronda, who's considered unbeatable.
Do you feel like Nia and Tamina should be booked stronger just because of how they look and what they're doing?
Yes, they should be crushed by crushing people.
I agree. I agree.
But I feel
they
like
should be booked the way that two bigger guys,
like, yeah, this monsters,
yeah, like the Bludgeon Sisters,
like Bludgeon, like AOP, like all these,
the Slaughter Sisters,
the Slaughter Sisters,
slaughtering people.
I like that.
No, that's
the Smash Sisters.
They could carry a big sledgehammer to the ring,
like the Natural Disasters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The Twin Towers, all that stuff.
Oh, wow, the Twin Towers.
So,
see, I agree. Like, I get they're selling for Ronda, but I felt like they probably didn't need the Riot Squad to actually crash through.
I think that's people. More so to further the storyline with Natty, though, to keep Natty in the mix. Because Natty's got a thing with
the Riot Squad, right?
So
they broke her dad's
They broke her
Riot,
glasses.
Yeah.
So that kind of continues that. And then isn't Ronda
and
to
just to
Nia
continue
at TLC, Ronda and Nia,
and just to keep continuing to beat Ronda down. I think that's the plan, you know.
And then Ronda,
so that she can overcome.
Yeah.
And it's like that gets old
fight,
after a while.
Yeah.
Oh, how's she going to get through this? And no, she
fights from underneath.
Nobody in this room thinks that Ronda's dropping the belt before Mania. She's going to walk into Mania as the women's champ.
The thing is, like, we
wait,
or
though.
She could win it at Mania and walk
win
into
it back.
Yeah, win it back. Like,
I like that.
WWE is known to flip
they
it, like, right
her
before.
Out of it before.
Fickle.
Yeah, they're right before the
fickle.
Show.
Fickle.
Fickle.
You know what they could do? I mean, even with Nia, I don't think Nia would be the one. I don't think they're really, I don't know if they're ready for her yet. But
even though she already had it.
Yeah, she's had it for, what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
She had it for
maybe
Mania
a month
SummerSlam.
Or two.
It was Mania to SummerSlam.
Really? That's a long time.
That's Ronda beat her at SummerSlam.
Dang.
But
you're right.
And
okay.
that's the thing. Like, the fact that Ronda's beat Nia before, it makes me feel kind of hesitant towards that.
Yeah.
But if Nia now has this new attitude.
And she got
Tamina
with her, so she got
backup
now.
She could have an edge now.
Or, remember, cross brand promo promotions on these pay-per-views.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte and Becky are still talking about Ronda Rousey on
just
SmackDown.
Just like Ronda's talking about
everybody.
Raw.
Everybody.
Somebody could sneak out the crowd, cost Ronda that match just to be like, aha, I'm on another show. You can't even touch me. And then keep that feud going.
Well, I was actually thinking, like, what if you see, like, a run-in, like, you know, like you just said, what if that does happen? Because that'll spice things up, keep it relevant. Keep
like
it
you
hot.
Said, you have to, at some point, we got to keep this feud hot
for
Mania. And I think if they pop up on each other at the cross-branded pay-per-views, then it makes sense.
Everybody.
Well, what's
Is it gonna be Becky and Ronda at Mania? Or is it going to be Becky, Ronda, and
I was so
Mania?
Sure at one point it was Becky and Ronda.
It's going to be Asuka.
But it's going to be Becky, Ronda, and Charlotte.
Triple threat.
Far and wide and light.
They kind of forced
away.
Charlotte into it. But I still... Yes.
Yeah, they're
main event. Unless main somebody event, huge comes Ronda. Back. Which I don't know who it would be. The Rock. There's nothing bigger
what's,
than that.
What's the Queen of Spades chick or whatever, the other horsewoman, Shayna Baszler? Y'all think y'all going to see her on at Rumble? Think she's going to come up and help Ronda in any way?
She'll come in the match at least, I think they're going to have some great interaction.
The thing is, the three out of the four horsewomen of mixed martial arts, they're bad guys.
And Ronda's
a good guy.
Yeah, but I've seen all the... Lip. You saw all the hot takes, right, that's been going around about Ronda maybe going heel?
I don't think she can go heel. She's the biggest star on the
What if Ronda goes heel and has the horsewoman faction with her and their mouthpiece is Paul Heyman?
That's way too much wishful thinking, but it would be dope.
Allow me to introduce.
I don't think that is too much to think that she would go heel and then
maybe
have
Mania.
A heel stable.
Like she would flip at Mania. I could see that.
Because they would have the strongest.
And then she goes
back turns on Natty.
Yeah, but the thing is, when it comes to Mania. For me, Mania has always been a platform for resolution, for payoff, not to further extend a story. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's just me.
I've always thought
depends,
that.
I feel you, but I think it also depends.
I think it used to one time be that.
Occasionally, though, they continue some things.
Or
so
even
it's
start
like,
some stuff there.
Yeah.
Because it's like the biggest.
That's a weird time to turn heel. Maybe the Raw
after.
It's
the biggest stage of the year. And you want to accelerate a feud.
Yeah, you want a moment where they're holding titles.
You want Roman's Raw after? For Ronda?
Yo. That was dope.
What, 10 minutes of booze?
Gives me chills.
Man, that'd be great.
Yeah,
okay.
There's really been, I mean, I guess there wouldn't because he's not going to publicly talk about it probably, but there's been like nothing about Roman.
There was a tidbit that he was at the tribute for the troops.
Okay.
Again, I don't think it was confirmed because I didn't see it, but I think I saw something.
It was in Texas. So.
I saw something about tribute for the troops, and he was there.
When he comes back, does he come? When he does come back, does he come back announced, or does he come back just a special? Like no one knows, he just pops up.
Nah, you have to announce him.
I feel like there'd be more suspense. If he just came out, if he just popped in.
Oh, but they want those ratings, though. So I think they would announce it the week before. We will have
for
Roman
what?
Reigns live. Like, whenever he comes back to talk.
Oh, yeah, you think he's going to
he
think
won't
he's gonna come
up.
Back even though he's...
Not right now.
No, like, you think when he'll be at Mania?
It's early to say.
It really depends on...
The severity of
I think he's
going
a signing during... During Rumble weekend, he's doing a signing.
Is that the Ace Comic Con thing?
Did his sign out? Did his sell out in 90 seconds like the man did?
Oh, probably not.
Okay,
the man.
That's impressive.
So that is impressive.
Extremely impressive.
That's Young Bucks impressive.
Did you get your slot in that line, Rock?
No.
To think like Becky was nowhere at the beginning of the year to where she is now, like that's incredible.
I remember us talking about how like Becky was like flattery,
they were underusing
like,
her.
That's when I wasn't really big into Becky Lynch.
And now she took it over.
I'm in love with her.
But that's you. But really, like, Becky has lots of fans.
I know.
Even before all of this stuff happened, like, that's why everybody is so behind her the way they are. Because everybody feels like, oh, man, I've been wanting her to get her shot.
Even
and now she's got her shot.
Even though she's the bad guy.
Yeah.
Everybody loves it.
Here's one thing that happened
on
Raw.
But she doesn't berate anymore. Have you noticed that?
She stopped dissing the crowd.
She stopped berating.
The fans.
Yeah, she stopped dissing the fans. So I feel like she's now...
But she disses everybody else.
She's walking that
she's
fine
being way
line.
She's Stone Cold, because Stone Cold wasn't dissing the fans.
Yeah. So she's not 100% heel.
She's
kind of like that.
Her tweets, her social media game.
She's just super savage.
She's competitive, though.
I love it.
She's competitive. She's confident.
It's very confident, like from her walk to the way she like disrespects people.
I'd like to see her and Charlotte or even her and Ronda cage match it.
Molly
Wap. Cage match it up.
Wow.
Oh, that might get bloody. I'm with it.
She's been bloody. So
I'd rather
she's ready.
I'd rather see Becky, Asuka, and Ronda.
In the cage? Well, we're going to see it at TLC. Becky. No,
she
we're going to see
Ronda
Becky. Oh, with Ronda.
Yeah, with no Charlotte.
No Charlotte? Maybe one day.
I don't
day.
Care about the queen.
You can set that up on a video
maybe
game.
Maybe one day. All right. So one thing that disappointed me on Raw, yeah. Drew McIntyre with Appreciation Night.
He is the
which I was Raw. All for it.
Gold medalist.
He's their guy. He's the Raw guy. They're kind of putting the rocket on him. He's the number one heel on Raw. But I like the fact that Dolph came out like, hey, what's going on, man? Yeah. You gave me no love. And it's like, oh, man, I was just using you to get here, man. And so
I didn't catch that.
That was good. Oh, it man. Was good.
Poor Dolph.
So Dolph, once again, is the guy that they use to get someone over or to get them.
Young Dolph.
Because Dolph got his
enhancement talent. That is Dolph. But Dolph got the.
Kills me.
What? Yeah, it's a shame, though. But Dolph got the win, which shocked the hell out of me.
With the help Finn of Balor.
Finn Balor.
So what was good about this episode of Raw is it was good to see the baby faces actually rallying together. Because I feel like, you know, the oppression
you know
of...
Dolph is now a babyface? Did he switch overnight like that?
Well, I mean...
If he got traded on by his partner,
yeah.
then...
Yeah, he's the
his
big,
heel
he's
partner the wrote him off. Well, now he's... Now people want to see, you know...
Wait, so we're going to have to watch a Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre match? Is that going to have to happen?
It'll still be
that's
good.
That's probably going to happen.
You remember, Drew can work with anybody.
I think it'll be good.
Yeah. That's what was
Dolph's going to Dolph will make anybody look like $1 million. Yeah. So we knew that was going to happen.
But
it's probably a pre-show kickoff match or something at TLC.
But I really like this episode of Raw because you had Finn help Elias. Mm-hmm. You had Finn help Dolph. You had Apollo. You had Apollo Crews help Finn.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So all these baby faces, you know, Jinder. He fought against Jinder Mahal.
So the baby faces got their comeuppance.
The baby faces were trying to, like, you know, break from the tyranny of the bad guys.
Finn's building a baby face.
I mean, that was...
But unfortunately...
That's why I thought it was lazy booking like to be like, okay, we're going to let Baron Corbin run the whole show a week, and then the next week, okay, now the good guys can get there.
But think about it. I mean, it's kind of like... Well, the way I looked at it, it's kind of like how, again, Baron ran the show. It was very... You know, heat driven,
mm-hmm.
And now they're like, "Hey, we ain't gonna take this shit no more,
right?
And let's fight back." That's how I. That's how
I
took
I
it.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Another on to one more from a good thing to
Bobby Lashley showing his ass.
Lashley
skipping that.
Lashley.
The Almighty. How does he do that?
Okay.
Lashley,
do what?
Hit him with the side pose.
He bends over and show
his ass. Oh, because he's showing his glutes.
I know.
He's showing his glutes.
Show him with the bicep pose.
It looks like money. He smells like money.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure
Michelangelo could not sculpt a better physique.
He's Lito Rush to me.
So, here's the part of Raw that I'm not a big fan of. They haven't really done much to fix
Flash.
It. But you know what? They actually did a little bit of a thing to fix it. It's Dean Ambrose. I've not been happy with the Dean turn, but I thought the gas mask was dumb.
Adopted
but
by the darkness.
Then,
right.
Like the little siren over his music, I kind of dug that. They were like, we don't have to change the music. We'll just add this on top.
So he's alarming people of his presence?
Alert.
I guess.
Alert.
Alert.
Yeah.
Alert.
Is it working?
I've fallen. I can't get up.
Is that there Monday? Was Steph on Raw?
Yeah, they fought again.
Yeah.
And they were fighting at TLC?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't have a match. Okay. They didn't have a match.
They had a little scuffle. They had a scuffle.
So he comes out in his Bane. He's got the coat. He's got the gas mask. You merely adopted the...
His hair looked different.
No. What was the other one? Psycho Mantis.
Put your controller on the floor.
He said,
was that
was Renee Young question about her husband?
Yes, and she got upset this time. She's like, you know what? I'm a little bit tired of you asking me about this.
Yeah, bitch.
She's gonna eventually like flip out on Corey.
She's gonna be a heel,
and she's gonna turn heel on the mic.
heel announcer.
I mean, we need a good heel announcer, which is kind of Corey Graves, but I think she's gonna be like, I don't even like those two anymore, or she's gonna become Dean's valet. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
I wouldn't mind seeing that.
But I want her on the mic still because I think she's decent.
She is good.
When they give her a chance to jump in, she says some cool stuff. But I don't know. So anyway, gas mask to the face, dirty deeds on the floor.
Yeah.
Moving on. Again, Ambrose dissing the crowd is like the most cheap way of turning this guy heel.
It's elementary heat.
It's like, come on, I want Nia Jax face breaker heat. like, mm-hmm. for Dean. You know what I mean? Like, especially all... He shouldn't do it, though. All he needs to do is just talk
take
about
a shit
Roman.
In the ring.
No, talk about Roman.
Oh, no. They won't let him do that.
They shouldn't do it, but that's all he's got to do.
That's too far.
He
if he goes in there just being an asshole about Roman's condition, they're going to be like, oh, we hate you, dude. Shut up.
He doesn't directly talk about Roman, but he mentions it. He mentions, like, you and Roman just wanted me to be your, you know, lunatic. And that's not, you know, he mentions it in that way.
But now he's not a lunatic. He's way too
calculated.
Calculated.
It would be better if he was more methodical in his tactics. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like if he was more mental, but yet physically, you know, dangerous. You know,
is there still a level of excitement for him and Seth?
There is.
I'm not excited.
I'm not into it anymore.
I don't really care. I mean, I wish I cared. I used to care.
I just don't care about Seth's character at all. So.
Oh yeah, he don't like Seth. Yeah.
For me, there's a payoff because of how it happened with Roman leaving and mm-hmm. Dean, you know, actually taking it to this level the night Roman left. It leaves more to the mystery, but the fact that how Rand said it, he's berating the crowd instead of focusing mm-hmm. his evilness, his pettiness against Seth Rollins and Roman. Why does he have to drag the crowd through the mud? You know, it just sounds petty for the more educated wrestling fan. Mm. You know, because that's heel heat 101. You know,
that's true.
But I felt like if he was more,
this could have been the biggest story of Raw. I think, and it should be the biggest story of Raw, but it's just kind of lost in the shuffle because there's no fire behind this.
Well, yeah, it had weak writing. Like, they had such a good jumping off point for it, and then it just got weak writing. I feel like that's an issue.
Raw is just bad right now. Raw is just
slogging along. It's just like there's nothing really new happening. Okay, so question.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about this. They're still advertising the Baron Corbin versus Braun if he shows up match. What do you think happens with that?
It was really all dependent on how Braun heals up from his surgery.
But they wouldn't still be advertising it a week and a half out.
Exactly.
Oh, it is next Sunday.
So Braun's fine.
Going on.
I think.
Yeah.
I don't know if Braun's fine.
I think maybe not fine because his arm looks crazy.
You know, it'll probably be a quick squash.
Oh, yeah. Like, I think Baron's going to be like, count him out. One, and the ref starts counting two, and then at nine, roar, and then he walks down the ring, and then power slam over.
Yeah, but if he doesn't get there by 10, he's counted out.
Oh, you're right. So he's got to start the music.
He has to pop through the ring.
He's got to start the music at like 4 then.
No, he has to pop through the ring. Roar! Just break through the ring.
He can go through the ring. Or through the crowd, but he's too big for that.
Can't hide Braun in the crowd.
That's why the ring is better. Just pop right through the ring.
Well, how do you finish the match when you broke the ring?
Because he's in the ring.
Because all he's going to do is give him the big pop.
Going
under the ring.
Kind of like how Undertaker Kane, you know.
Oh, jeez.
You're cutting the ring?
Yeah.
So how do you have the rest of your show in a cut?
They make that the main event.
That's not the main event.
Shut up. It might be.
I'm going to put that over.
I think I heard someone.
Or Braun's got some help.
Dang, that was loud.
Man.
I think it may be, but I think Drew said that. Like, oh, you're about to main event the pay-per-view.
You hot on that
one? I feel like Drew said that. Like, you're about to main event the TLC pay-per-view. And I think he said that. So this might actually be the last match.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
They can always duct tape the ring. It's no big deal.
They can duct tape hold anything, and I've realized that by watching Mythbusters.
Anything.
Anything with duct tape. They built the plane out of duct tape, dog. It flew.
Anything.
Yeah, what is it? There's this... I'm not sure if you ever watched the show. It's called The Red Green Show. Red Green. He used to fix things and you know, tinker things with duct tape. And he used to have this line. He's like, if the ladies don't find you handsome, they might as well find you help.
Handy.
Handy. Thank you.
That is actually good advice. All right, let's move on to SmackDown. They started off with the women in the ring for the contract signing.
Surprisingly, I read that SmackDown had really low views, which I don't know why. SmackDown was really cool.
SmackDown always has low ratings compared to Raw.
But it's saying like there's a pattern decline.
Raw's rubbing off on them.
No, WWE is down. Raw,
then they're not watching SmackDown.
Yeah, WWE's wrestling is shit. I don't feel like watching wrestling.
Yes. Think about it. If you watch a 3-hour dance show, you're probably going to be tired and like, oh, I'm not about
That's
to watch
actually
SmackDown.
A really good point.
That's true. It's been a low, like everything's down, like record low right now. It's really bad. But they're making money, making millions. Making dollar moves. Okay, so they announced the match. They did some trash talking. I thought it was stupid. Becky walks away, and then who comes
out? Shout-outs to Paige, though.
Mandy Rose and DeVille come out, and they're like, oh, Paige, you were supposed to make us the next two. And I was like, okay, this is an interesting storyline.
Yeah.
How are you going to give them opportunity when you handpicked us? You know, and
that's kind of been something that they slowly been building, though.
That's good. Because they hadn't talked about it enough. Mm.
Yeah, I remember one SmackDown when they came up to her and was like, or it was a couple of SmackDowns in a row, right? Where they had one in matches.
When she was first GM.
Yeah. And they were coming to her trying to get matches, and she was like blowing them off and stuff.
She wouldn't give them any love. So maybe they're going to like beat her up.
She said she was Absolution, not them.
Well, and also, like I said, I want to shout out Paige because this is her second or third contract signing. No one got beat the fuck up. No one got put through tables. You know, I thought that was really impressive.
And she looked delicious.
She always looks great. But you know what? SmackDown,
Paige,
you're right.
Yeah.
SmackDown contract signings go smoothly, non-violent, nobody threw tables.
On Paige's watch.
On the other hand,
Raw, somebody's getting beat up. Somebody will get beat up.
What do you mean? You sure AJ Styles didn't fight nobody during a contract signing?
He fought Samoa Joe.
During a contract
signing?
I thought in the ring they fought.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But you said that's not under Paige's watch.
Jay Shane was there. Okay. That wasn't Paige. And when Paige is in the ring, or maybe
it's Daniel Bryan.
Oh, that's why, because Paige can't get injured.
They don't want any physical stuff around her, probably.
Neither can Paige.
That's what we're talking about.
I thought you said Shane for
Oh, no, we're saying that things go smooth on Paige's watch because she don't want to get bumped.
All right. So I skipped most of SmackDown, but if you guys saw something you like, I really wanted to see the Miz TV, Daniel Bryan and the Miz, because I thought it was important. I like the fact that he took the side plates off the belt.
Where did you hear that, Mad Maniacs?
You heard it here.
Yep. We talked about that. We said it. Take the side plates off. So he takes the side plates off. He makes an issue out of it. Like, no, the yes movement's dead. He's off.
So fire.
What was his side plates?
It says yes, yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
So he took them off.
Yeah.
No.
So now he wears the belt with no side plates.
It looks weird without side plates.
It looks like bootleg now. It's like, yo, your thing fell off, but he fixed that, you know.
No, it's meant to do that.
But I think that Miz and him had an interesting conversation because Miz was basically saying, like, this is, you made it to being champion by listening to me. Now, why don't you admit that?
Because he said, hey, I did it one time. You've been doing it your entire career.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's kind of where there's a difference.
I'm not you, Miz. Just right. Like you said, the one thing I've done, giving AJ Styles a low blow, is nothing compared to everyone using their water bottles and everyone not recycling and eating meat. And I like that he's
except until the end of the night.
I like what he's doing.
It's at the end of the night, he tore the shit out of Byron
Saxton.
He
goes, okay, I'm going to just go all the way bad.
Then he beat AJ.
He went all the way bad at the end. But
gave him like two chop blows.
I thought the segment was great. I was, you know, these are two of the best. So, of course, I would imagine a great segment. I really think, and I think I said it, was it off mic or when we started? I think we're going to get a Daniel Bryan and Miz team at some point. I don't think it's going to last long. But
I think I asked that question on one of the podcasts maybe a while back.
I thought it was going to turn Miz face, but I think it will later. But I think they're going to team up, and then Miz is going to be like, oh, you're going too far, Daniel, you know, and then it's going to flip Miz.
I don't think it's that in the fact of where he's going too far. I just think Brian's probably just going to beat him.
Yeah.
Probably. You know, something along those lines.
He's going to just.
Because Miz has his own show. You know, and he's doing movies. So he needs to be kind of like a likable guy in some regards.
Marine 6 available now.
We said this. We were just talking about it.
We talked about it on Twitch.
We were on Twitch, and a lot of fans were just jumping in with stuff, and they were like, yo, Miz is like the ultimate company guy. He makes all the appearances. He never misses a day.
Exactly.
Like, he actually loves what he's doing.
Yeah.
And I think, and it's so apparent, which is why the fans like him. So
and
I think
we were saying the show, like, if you have a show, because we were talking about, all together, we were talking about wrestlers and their off wrestling personalities.
Yeah.
He was talking about Up, Up, Down, Down, The Miz's show, things like that, where the personality shines. And when fans get to watch that, it's kind of hard to separate that from how they feel about you in the ring. So Miz will get cheered, you know.
That's real.
I like AJ and Miz. I thought that was a good match. I feel like, who's left for these people to fight? Like, I mean, we know we got AJ and Daniel at TLC.
Yeah.
But, like, who else is fighting it? What's Rusev doing? What are these?
Rusev.
What's Cien Almas doing?
He's like, in a program with Shinsuke right now. Rusev, cut a promo about how Shinsuke's biceps look like taco meat, and he got hungry.
Okay.
You know, so he's just... He looks more beefier than Shinsuke, and he's going to get his comeuppance soon.
Hmm.
But Cien Almas, I think he's been on the WWE Mexico
Latino
tour.
The Latino tour.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
He's in a program with Ray, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's why Ray wasn't on SmackDown also, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, well, they did the throat close thing with him last
right,
week.
So they've been keeping him off.
They keep him off TV, and then he went to do the thing. Someone says, I had a commenter say, I think they booked Asuka just to eat the pin at TLC.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Trash girl.
Whoa. I agree.
Whoa.
Also, where's Sanity?
She should win.
Okay, here's the point. One.
She's not going to win.
One.
She's going
to
win.
Wait. There is no pin to eat in a ladder match. Nice. The belt will be up. So.
Is it a ladder match?
It's a ladder match. The belt will be up high.
It'd be dope if you could hit someone.
I thought it was a TLC.
Yeah, like you had to hit someone with a chair, hit him with a ladder, put him through a table. One, two, three.
And then you win. Then the game's over.
That is the stipulation. It's a ladder match?
Yes. Okay. Well, when it's a title belt, they put it up to high on the ladder. But when it's not a championship match, it's just you can use anything you want to fight.
I mean, anything goes. So
it's weird. That's true.
They're going to use kendo sticks. Watch, not chairs.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, so I have to take a moment to give a rest in peace condolence to Dynamite Kid, who recently passed away at the age of 60.
The legend.
You may remember Dynamite Kid with Davey Boy Smith as the British Bulldogs, legendary tag team. Yep. Thomas Billington is his real name. And Bret Hart, many people have always said that he is the best wrestler they've ever seen, like Dynamite Kid. He was basically Chris Benoit before Benoit.
And that was Chris Benoit's
Chris Benoit.
Favorite.
That was his favorite guy, and who he named and like.
The headbutt, right, came from Dynamite, didn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I read that he wasn't doing really well for the last few years, but there's a match with him and Tiger Mask. I mean, there's so many
of
them.
I saw that.
But
I saw a clip.
Incredible.
Yeah.
So
they were saying how much Dynamite Kid influenced the junior heavyweight league for New Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Basically one of the godfathers of the New Japan junior heavyweight division. And again, like he inspired people like Owen Hart, Chris Benoit, Eddie Guerrero, Will Ospreay, Tyler Bate, Pete Dunne.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's been a who's who.
Did he train at the Hart Family Dungeon? Did he train there?
I don't know 100%,
yes, he did.
But I'm sure. Oh, okay.
Stu Hart's Dungeon, and he worked out of Calgary and Stampede Wrestling, so yes. Man. Mm-hmm.
There Calgary.
That's
Alberta, Canada.
The legends.
Stu Hart's like,
thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, man. No geography lesson.
Let me stretch you for a minute, hey, Dynamite. Let me stretch you.
There's a 1999 autobiography called Pure Dynamite. I suggest try to find it. It might be on like Daily Motion or some site. I watched a little bit of it.
That's illegal.
Hey now.
It's You're really an all star.
And it's a lot of people will say that Dynamite had, though he had a rough life.
He had a fucked up personal
wrestling,
life.
Like, wouldn't be the same without him. Like, a lot of these guys we looked up to,
without a doubt,
wouldn't be around without him. So, rest in peace, dude.
Yeah, condolences.
Many condolences to him and the family. 60 years old is way too young. And, you know, hopefully he's not suffering anymore. All right. So, anybody else with anything else.
What else did we miss?
I don't know. HBO is working on a Kenny Omega doc, which is about to drop
soon. I didn't know about that.
Oh, cool.
That's looking forward to that. That's going to be awesome.
Anybody going to be checking out that Paige's movie, the movie about her family?
Yeah. When does it come out?
Check it out.
Does it come out pretty soon?
I saw the previews for it.
What is it called?
I don't know.
It's called Paige?
My
The Call Up. No, I'm
just kidding. I forgot.
I don't know.
But the clip with the Rock in the trailer is funny.
I know.
But yeah, that's it.
Yeah, Zelina Vega's in it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She's one of Paige's main opponents. Or whatever, you know, Paige.
The fake Paige.
I saw that trailer when I went to go see Creed 2.
Yeah.
Paige. Yeah. Yeah.
And I didn't, wow. I mean, I don't know much about Paige's life, so I didn't know. That's kind of crazy to be like, you and your brother went to the
tryouts
and you got picked and he didn't, and he's like, or if it's like, oh, you only did this because of me and I didn't get picked but you did, or some shit. Like,
did y'all see the clip on YouTube where someone tagged Triple H and it's luchadors and there's like a little 12-year-old luchador doing a bunch of crazy like lucha
moves. Mini La Parka.
It's all Triple H, sign him.
That was Greg, so good.
Greg Satin I think put that up.
Yeah shout out to
Ryan Satin. Sorry,
The Pro Wrestling Sheet.
I got something else we didn't talk about. Since Teek's here too, we're all here. We can talk some rap real quick again. We didn't talk about the awkward 11-minute freestyle that Eminem decided to drop.
Ugh. Well, here's all I have to say. I think that Eminem's an incredible rapper. He does some incredible things that many people cannot do. But I can only speak for myself. I have grown out of hearing like rapidy rap about nothing. So when you rap 11 minutes about nothing, or literally about the same thing you rapped about 20-something years ago, about choking pop stars and fart jokes and things like that, I tuned it out. I turned it off at about 3 minutes.
Farts!
I was like, I'm good.
Yeah, I listened to it, and the one takeaway that I took from it was, it's 2018. Why is Eminem grasping for validation? Mm. He doesn't need to be validated. Everybody can agree he's one of the greatest rappers of all time.
Yep.
When I listen to Eminem, I'm listening to Slim Shady LP and Marshall Mathers LP. I don't listen to anything after that. I don't like the way he raps now. Like, he's really not saying things. He's just rapping a bunch of shit together. And to me, it's just he's grasping for something, and I don't know what it is.
Well, more than anything, I think that was just promotion for the body movie.
It was.
You got to think about that. But also,
minutes a cappella.
I had it playing, and then I was like doing other shit while I was playing. And then eventually, it popped in my head that this shit was still playing, and I was like,
"That's never a good thing."
Well, I was like, it was after one of the cuts, and I was like, "Why does it keep stopping?"
Yeah, I feel like you can't do a straight through thing and then be like, "Oh, you're having cuts." I don't know. You can't call it a freestyle when like you're literally stopping so that he can get his bars together and then starting it back up. It should be straight through, I feel.
What about the Black Thought commercial during the halftime at the
I got hype football? And I don't even watch football, but I watched for that, and I watched for the Captain Marvel trailer.
Let's talk about that real quick. We didn't talk about that either.
Is Fire. Captain Marvel a Super Saiyan?
I'm hype, basically.
I mean, maybe.
She powers up. She goes blonde.
Pretty much.
You said you hype for it, Rand?
I am, man. I think it's going to be a sleeper hit.
Keith's not.
I didn't watch the new trailer yet. Okay. But
so you must not be hyped.
The first trailer wasn't.
This one, you actually see a lot more action.
They give you more in this
one. You see her actually Captain Marveling people.
Captain Marveling people.
You know, so. Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think it's going to happen in our lifetime? I think it will.
Student debt goes away.
That's one thing that'll happen. But two, a Marvel movie with the X-Men.
Yeah. I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
I think at the end of this phase, probably there's going to be some after credit thing, and you're going to see the mansion or something, and it's going to be like, and everyone just instantly
I hope so.
Oh, hey.
Because there's so many dope stories that can be told. And
yeah, man, they're gonna ex machina it some way. They're going to be like, oh, this event caused this to happen.
The X-Men lose her mind and reality pops up.
Yeah, like
all of a sudden Wolverine.
Now the X-Men is here. Yeah.
Okay, that's dope.
The same way that DC has like the Flashpoint in their back pocket to just reset everything.
But doesn't
true?
Doesn't Deadpool reference Logan?
That's
yeah, Fox. They're both Fox properties.
Fox.
Yeah. Oh, so it's not Marvel 100%.
Well, Marvel's Disney now, so.
And Marvel owns Fox now, or Disney owns Fox, because Disney owns everything. So that's why.
Keep that in mind.
That's why it'll happen.
So, also, Disney just pulled the final plug and they canceled Daredevil. Netflix canceled Daredevil. So does this mean all these shows are resurfacing on the Disney thing? Or are they just like done?
Hot take.
Daredevil's going to get a legit movie.
That's not what I heard.
He's not going to a Disney streaming. It's too dark. They're making the Disney streaming channel all family friendly. So unless they're going to,
So that Boba Fett.
That's why they have.
Family friendly.
As family friendly as Star Wars is. Star Wars is a family brand, sir.
Boba Fett's a bounty hunter, though.
That got ate by a sandworm.
Sarlacc.
Sarlacc Pit.
So, yeah, I think Daredevil was actually good enough that he might actually get moved up and get a movie, a legit
full
movie.
Full-length Marvel Studios. Because
the guy said that the quote was that Daredevil will live on, but unless they're talking about taking the already recorded shit and putting it on Hulu.
Nah, I don't think a movie. The purpose and the good thing of these shows is that they're all pretty low budget-wise. They're not blown out with special effects and stuff.
Yeah.
So
you can have a low budget $20,000 movie or something.
$20,000? No.
I mean, what's low budget in a movie?
$20 million is low budget, probably.
Nah. Because they make things. The Nun was made off of.
You'd be surprised.
Less than a million.
I watched that. That was terrible.
But it probably sucked.
It was terrible.
It was the worst out of all of those. But I'm saying they make them low so that they make their money back. Yeah. So.
So like a $2 million movie they could probably do off that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, New Japan Global has made three matches from Dynamite Kid free. So check out NJPW Global.
Wow, we're all over
Twitter.
The place.
Next.
I was actually going to shout that out later on, but I was going to say I saw a tweet how people were bugging about Netflix was going to take Friends off of the streaming service.
I was one of those people that was mad about that.
So
wait a minute. Friends.
Oh, I love Friends, bro.
All I like is nipples.
But
I'll
what happened?
That.
No, tell me.
So what happened was Netflix is willing to invest $100 million
for Friends
to restream Friends, mm-hmm. but you couldn't put some of that money to some
they're
of those caps,
petty, dog.
To like you
no,
know.
No, that's the middle finger.
Daredevil.
To Disney. That's the middle finger to Disney to be like, oh, you want to start competing with us? X in all your shows.
Netflix is not the one that's canceling them. Disney is pulling those properties from Netflix.
Netflix announced themselves that we will not be renewing.
They have to announce that. You can't renew something if they say, hey, you can't. Am I being loud on the mic?
Well, it's just loud, but it's just a loud mic.
Yeah, that one's hot.
That's why Netflix has been slowly acquiring people to do their own superhero originals for Netflix because they already – well, the one that Michael B. Jordan is going to have on there where it's about the little boy with superpowers being raised by a single mom. He's Netflix has hired X like DC people, X Marvel people or whatever to create standalone stuff. Netflix originals. So Netflix knew that this was coming the whole time Marvel was being acquired by Disney.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time before everything Marvel movie related is off of Netflix anyway.
It's one of their leading shows. Like, why would they cancel it?
Again, they can't. They don't own the rights to it.
It's not Friends' fault. So,
here's Netflix's comment.
Don't try to blame Friends.
I would definitely blame Friends.
But I'm blaming Friends. I just think it was very far-fetched to see Friends get this much scratch, and then you're going to cancel all this other shit.
I'm a Friends guy.
Yeah.
Here's what Netflix said. We are tremendously proud of this show and his last and final season, and though it's painful for the fans, we feel like it's best to close this chapter on a high note. We're thankful to our partners at Marvel. While the series on Netflix has ended, the three existing seasons will remain on the server, and the Daredevil character will live on in future projects for Marvel.
Canon.
So, basically, like, they're going to pay for it. We're not. Like, that's basically what they're saying. I think that's...
Because Netflix had to go to Disney or Marvel and say, hey, we want to do this, you know.
Yeah.
Let's do some
business.
It's
not Friends' fault, though. So
you keep forgetting.
$100 million.
They went
though?
To they went to Marvel to do that.
Yeah.
Now the mouse is in the mix, and the mouse wants mm-hmm. all the cheese. Trust me.
You don't watch Friends at all? Like,
very good.
You don't watch Friends?
No. I've watched maybe two episodes in my life.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
So
Friends
good,
is good.
Dog.
What? 100 million good, though?
I watched it on DVD.
The one with the cop.
100 mil, though?
It's great.
Isn't Friends still on TBS? So, or no?
No, it's Friends is over.
No.
I mean, don't they show the reruns?
There's no commercials on Netflix.
Yeah exactly. Right. When you get...
Dude, I've watched just, that. I've watched that. I literally watched all 10 seasons. And when it was over, went right back to season one and watched it again.
I mean, you got to think about it, man. Judge Judy is out here paid because her stuff gets played in syndication. Like, it's just reruns, and she just keep on making money. So, yeah. Friends, the Friends empire is worth it, man.
I agree.
All right. It must be. I mean, the numbers must don't lie. I mean, these guys are experts.
People were pissed.
They know what's up. But, yo, it was literally like 24 hours of I'm mad, and then it was like, nah, just kidding. So I think people threatening to cancel got it back on. So if enough people were like, yo, we want.
I would have stopped using the account that I use that I don't pay for.
I don't pay for it, but I would have stopped. So
also, did they Netflix hasn't or Marvel or any of them haven't announced Jessica Jones getting taken off yet, right? Because you said the last one. Yeah, that's the last one.
Did Defenders get canceled too?
Well, they took Luke Cage and Iron Fist
that
off.
Doesn't mean Defenders got canceled. That's a show.
I mean,
show.
I would have thought that they would have put them together and just did Heroes for Hire. That way, you can just pay to do one show instead of paying to do two shows.
That might come on Disney.
I remember these people saying that, like, "Oh, they're just going to throw them all together," which could happen.
And Disney is making, I don't know if you guys know about this, but Disney is making shows for their streaming service with Marvel characters.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, Loki is getting his own show. Mm-hmm. They're doing a, like, Falcon.
The Tom Hiddleston's playing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah
he's going to get
they're doing, like, a Loki and...
Tom Hiddleston, I think so.
Falcon and...
Arrow?
Winter Soldier buddy team up show.
It's actually going to be Anthony Mackie and
it's the guys. It's all of real characters.
Yeah, they got the actual people coming. So
I don't know with Loki getting killed off in Infinity War.
Come back though.
But they can also tell tales of stuff that was happening like in between movies or whatever when you didn't see them. So
mm-hmm. True. That or the time still could come into play.
But again, that stuff is Disney and Disney.
Yeah, that's fine.
Is,
I didn't know that.
They can now they can start putting like Easter eggs and connecting them to the movies. Like a lot of things can happen.
Like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yep. They can all do that now. Is S.H.I.E.L.D. moving too?
So good.
Probably is, right? What? Is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. moving to the network too?
What's Agent Shield?
It's
come
on,
NBC?
ABC.
That's a Disney property, too.
Well, and Disney owns majority stock in Hulu now, so Disney might let them continue to have that.
I didn't know that.
Oh, Disney owns 60% of Hulu.
That's about to be Disney, Apple, and Amazon's going to run the world soon.
So because Disney owns majority stake in Hulu.
That's crazy.
They're not going to want to kill their stuff off that's making them money. So you got to think about that. And whoever goes to Hulu, because Hulu buys rights to stuff. And I think what NBC, what else do they own? Or what else comes there? ABC? Like all the like just networks that don't really have their own streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, CBS.
Streaming.
I don't think CBS is on Hulu.
No,
they have their own network. Their own thing. Which is sucks because I wanted to watch that Star Trek show and I can't. But anyway, moving on. We could talk TV all day.
The Orville?
No, there's a new Star Trek.
It's
called Star Trek, not the Orville.
The Orville.
Orville's
is
good, though.
I like Orville.
Fox.
That's good. But no, they did a new Star Trek with Patrick Stewart and everything.
I thought you had to have like the exclusive.
That was their app, yeah.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
That's what like, they did to try to push their app.
They're trying to.
Exclusive.
They were like,
that's whack.
Star Trek. Would you do it for Star Trek? I wouldn't.
You didn't download the
I got enough apps.
People so, gonna do that Disney for Star Wars, though.
Speaking of apps, though, you need to get on that Patreon app. Go to patreon.com/MattManiaPodcast.
And pay that money.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your support. Our new patrons, we've shouted out. And I will.
Shout out to Terrence.
Working on a lot of Terrence, fucking whoever Mark, you are, and Michael, whoever
he is. Yeah, whoever those guys are.
But they're cool folks. Yo, this cat, shout out to Mr. Indo on Twitter, who just messaged me. Hey, Ran.
Mr. Auto.
I saw your auction for your PlayStation shoes.
Give me that.
I think it's awesome that you're giving half to fight homelessness in your community. I want to help, but I don't really need new shoes. So I had an idea. I'd like to match the final donation through the auction.
Hey,
I'm hoping that it might give some extra incentive to get the bids up higher. I can make a direct donation to the charity, or however you'd like. Thank you so much. Oh, that's fire. Bless you, sir. I appreciate that. He's going to double it.
The world needs more people like you, man.
Yeah, especially during the holidays, man. Do your thing. Give to somebody. If you're going to Starbucks, pay it forward. Give some. Buy somebody's latte. Why not?
You should have bought my McMuffins today.
Yeah.
Who did?
The whole pay it forward at Starbucks.
You should have.
Have you had that happen to you?
I have.
Have you had that happen to you?
I was going to ask, has anybody got anything paid for them? I haven't.
I haven't.
Has it ever happened to you?
Yeah. They were
no, like, oh, the I've never in front had of you anything paid, yeah, paid for
that's
me.
Happened for me.
All right, so my thing is this. So say I go to Starbucks and I order my latte and I get to the window and they're like, oh, you know, the card, you know, paid it forward. You know, do you want to continue? Like, what if you don't know what the car behind you ordered? Like, what if they have, like, five lattes, a breakfast sandwich, a scone?
Yeah, can you be like well, a bar almost?
They can only charge you for what you give them. So you could be like, here's $10.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else, they got to pay
That's
for.
That's what I was going to say. You can be like, hey, add an extra latte onto my card.
They're not
going to
keep your credit card open. So at least I hope not.
They're going to look at you like this. Okay.
All right, so,
we can't see your face, though.
So one morning, I got up to the window and
ordered a pumpkin spice latte,
of course,
as one
of course
does.
The person in front of me in the drive thru paid it forward, and the person at Starbucks asked me if I wanted to continue, and I got really uncomfortable and really confused.
Nah, bitch!
And I was like, no, I gotta go. Have a good day. And just dip. I wasn't expecting that, bro.
You felt like you were stealing something? Like,
yeah,
this
is
like,
okay.
You know, like, yo, I wasn't ready to pay it for
but
it.
What is, like,
no, he wasn't even ready to get it free. Like, what's the scam?
Yeah, you just caught me by surprise.
So continuing means, like, you pay for your drink?
No, he pays for the next person.
The car behind you.
Oh.
Because his was paid for, so you paid for the person.
What if you don't
know
their order, but if they only charge you what you were going to order,
that could be a dangerous
thing. I think they're only going to charge you what you order.
That's why he was saying you can give them some money, like, hey, this $10 on the next drink. Or you can just be like, hey, charge another latte onto my card, so whoever the next up, they already
give them a free latte.
So it could be like how, like he was saying earlier, if I'm trying to pay it forward, I bought the next person's latte, but they ordered a scone, a tray full of hot dogs.
Then they got to pay for the rest of their shit.
So you just paid for the latte.
A tray full of hot dogs.
So they like, okay, well, hey, you can only pay for $10. You got to pay for the rest, something like that.
Yeah, they'll be like, hey, your first drink was taken care of by the guy in front of you.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's actually happened to me twice. The second time,
damn.
The second time, I did pay because my order was like a latte, a breakfast sandwich, or something. It was like $15. And I was like, they paid for that? So I was like, all right.
Because they probably get
like, yeah.
But the first time, I
maybe
was like,
the card
open.
Because they probably threw a 20, like here.
Yeah, I got scared.
Maybe.
I got scared the first time.
Maybe what we need to do.
I got scared.
Have any of you guys... Oh, go ahead. I'll answer.
I was going to say, maybe what we need to do, Teague, is we need to pay it forward first to get some of that positive karma. And then maybe it'll come back.
Start
to
the pain. That's definitely not how it works. You can't... You cannot set the universe up and say, I'm going to purposely do this for karma. The universe is going to screw you, buddy.
Why not?
No, because you just have to do it and be positive. Not, I'm going to do this because I want positive to come to me.
But
that's not an affirmation.
What he said.
He
I
did.
Said, I thought it was do good.
He
be
said,
good.
Do good and hopefully good, good things will happen.
Yeah.
He said, do it to get the positive vibes.
Well, you gotta start the vibe somewhere.
Yeah.
Throw the diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe.
No, man, I'm just saying, like, if somebody's broke down on the side of the road, you don't say, oh, let me stop to help this person because I hope something good is gonna happen to me later. No. Like, that's what I'm saying. You can't do that. You just have to be a good person
in
the positive vibes.
But I have said, yo, I'm gonna help this person because if I was down, I would want someone to help me.
Absolutely.
So, same thing.
No, that's good.
I think we should all think of that, like, that mentality. And it's the holidays, so I just want y'all to remember to keep in mind to be nice, do something cool for somebody, and, you know, help your fellow folks out. Don't forget, Andre House out here. And
help your fellow maniac.
And you can also help us. You can help a homeless person. You know, do what you can.
I had wanted to piggyback off that coffee conversation and ask, have any of you guys got drinks bought for you for free, like in a club or in a bar? And did you know who did it, or did you ever get one of those? Hey, somebody paid for this drink for you.
Oh, I don't like, take anonymous drinks. I'll pass it off to my drink buddy.
I've had like somebody buy me a beer, but they don't like the bartender's like, you know, somebody bought, you know, someone bought you this, and I was like, who? And they're like, I mean, what's the point of that shit?
So I've had
you are, so I can say thank you.
Right.
Right. So I've had conversations with people in the bar.
Yeah.
And you know, we're hitting it off, and he's like, "Hey, you know what? I'm gonna buy your next beer." I've had that.
That's fair. Yeah, you know? But when someone says, "Oh, just some dude gave you a random beer and you don't know who or where."
Well, yeah, like, right. You know, like in a movie or something, when the guy is buying the chick a drink, he's like, "Oh, that gentleman over there who you don't know sent you this drink over."
Is that a fly move? I think women don't take that. Girl a drink? That
not these days. Yeah. Women aren't falling for that.
Going back to what you said about...
Shit, if you in the club and somebody brought this drink over, hey, that dude over there said... Here's a shot of Hennessy. That girl's taking it. Or whatever she's drinking. This shot of Patron, she's taking it.
She'll probably be like, "Oh, you're pussy. You should have came up to me yourself."
Maybe. Yeah. And it's kind of like, going back to Rand's point, you don't know where it came from, but the bartender prepared it. Somebody prepared it. It's not like the guy took a little vial and like,
but he could be like, "No, slip give this her in a there. Triple."
Oh, yeah,
he could be like, "Give her a triple.
Give her a roofie colada."
I get what Dave's saying, Arneo. Because it's more worse. More worse. To
more worser.
To take a drink to somebody and they don't know you and say, "Hey, girl, I bought you this drink." Because now it's the guy with the drink in his hand.
So it's creepy.
So now it's like, "Oh, yeah, I don't know what's in that." But if the bartender brought that over to you, like, "Oh, yeah, here,
it's
a drink." It should be.
You can't just walk up to a chick.
I'm going to buy you a drink.
On that note, thank you so much for hanging out for this episode. Do you have a snack of the week?
I got money in the bank.
Please give us a snack of the week, Rock, so we can bounce.
Honest, Cherie.
Anna Cherie. I feel like she's been there before.
She has, but she's special.
He said she has.
So she's like, but she's special. Two-time snack of the year.
She's a snack of the millennia.
Can I?
Well, thank you so much.
Hey, Rock, can we get a... for the end of the year, can we get a top list of snacks from you?
Oh, yeah, of course. Ooh.
What you going to do? 5? 10?
Hit you up for that.
I'll do top 10. Five. I'll do
top 10?
Top 10 snacks.
Top 10 snacks?
Be ready.
Yeah.
Top... I gotta go. We really need to go. This has been a very long episode, and we still gotta do Patreon stuff. But if you have something that I think that the audience will really want to hear that has not been said, please share.
You pay that money, you can listen to what I gotta say.
We will be doing a Patreon episode, which will come directly after this. So if you are a supporter, you'll hear it. Even if you're not, I'm gonna put up like the first 2 minutes of it to get you a taste. Give you a little taste on the tongue.
Yeah, man.
And then you're going to want to go back us at patreon.com/MattMediaPodcast.
Hot take for this.
Thank you so much.
Oh, wait. Did you tell the fans that are listening to this about the new t-shirt that is up at ProWrestlingTees.com? Because I wasn't here at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Did you tell them? We did. Okay. Go get that shit.
Yeah. It's dope. Go get it. You can be the first because we don't even have it yet. All right, y'all. As always, ladies and gentlemen, keep your shoulders where?
Off the mats.
We out. Shout out to DigiLabs. Peace.